Disney reveals they're making a live-action Bambi movie. We have all the details, plus Disney and Disney fans tribute to Kobe Bryant. Find out what they're doing on Disney News Weekly. Disney's new live-action caters more to animal lovers, and no, we don't mean Cruella. Welcome to Disney News Weekly. Shay Jones here, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button for all the latest Disney news because, of course, Disney is life. Disney's newest live-action is one that will forever touch everyone. Variety has confirmed that the 1942 animated series, Bambi, will be next up for a remake. Bambi will employ the same photorealistic CGI used on Disney's remakes of The Jungle Book and The Lion King to tell the story of the fawn who befriends a rabbit and a skunk before coping with the death of his mother at the hands of a hunter. Ever since Alice in Wonderland in 2010, Disney's strategy of remaking its animated series as live-action film has been highly lucrative, grossing over $8.2 billion worldwide. And the studio shows no signs of stopping the momentum. This year will feature Mulan from director Nicky Caro and the 101 Dalmatians prequel Cruella, with Emma Stone is set to debut in May 2021. Director Rob Marshall is mounting the live-action version of The Little Mermaid with Melissa McCarthy, Javier Bardem, and Halle Bailey. The screenwriters from Captain Marvel and Tierra Burgess's Is a Loser will write the screenplay. Leave a comment below with your thoughts on Disney's new live-action choice. There has been a gloomy cloud over Los Angeles since Sunday night. 9 people lost their lives, including Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, when a helicopter crashed in Calabasas. Many stars have shared their condolences and memories over social media. Disney Chairman and CEO Bob Iger tweeted this on Sunday night. Similar sentiments writing, "Our company Disney mourns the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant, one of the most respected and popular athletes of our time, a friend and a fan of ours, full of life and taken from us too soon." Bryant was an avid Disney fan, not only participating in Laker events, but also attending many of the Disney parks. He voiced himself on The Proud Family. He also created and executive produced the ESPN show, Detail. Kobe worked with Disney legend Glenn Keane on the animated short, Dear Basketball. The 2017 short ended up winning the Oscar for Best Animated Short for both Bryant and Keane. Inside the Magic posted this to Twitter with the caption, "Beautiful tribute, Star Wars. Joy named K2B4 for Kobe Bryant, hashtag Clone Wars." Dakota Lotus from Coop and Cammy Ask the World posted this picture on Instagram with the cast in their Laker finest, saying that the day on set was Kobe Day. Ashley Argota from How to Build a Better Boy also shared a photo with Kobe and his family when she was 12 years old in The Lion King, and how much meeting him just meant to her, and she idolized him since she was a baby. For all the latest Disney news, don't forget to hit that subscribe button below because you know your girl is bringing you all the Disney news. Follow me on all social media platforms at Real Shay Jones.